Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Basking in the Capitals winning their final two games. Both of them nail biters.
Huge.
And they're in the playoffs. And they're telling Cakes, all right, schedule's not out for when they play playoffs because their games tonight, regular season games tonight.
Right.
The Penguins
and
eliminated
tomorrow.
Have to play.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Well, they're playing
that
all their.
That brings a smile to me. Look at my face. Pens have to
they're
go
playing
play
all their young kids.
Meaningless
not,
game.
They're so sour. They were all watching the game.
There's no chance Sid's playing tonight.
Scoreboard
zero.
Watching.
Zero chance.
Yeah, there's
unless he
there's
can get
games
some sort
on
of milestone.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, the game's Thursday too?
Yeah, there's
here's the question I was asking Lurch, and I think he's probably right, but these goals that Ovi scores, they don't count against his his record chase?
They don't count four?
No, the regular
in the
season.
Playoffs,
yeah,
they don't. No.
It's only a regular
just
season
regular
goal
season
thing?
Regular season goals, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, this is from Capitals PR on Twitter. In the last two games of the regular season, Charlie Lindgren posted a record of 2-0-0 with a .50 goals against and a .977 save percentage.
Remind me who he was with before he joined.
I think he was with the Devils and maybe Montreal. I'd have to look at his entire stats.
And he was a backup for those teams as well?
Yeah, he's been a journeyman his entire career up until this point.
How is it possible? He just turns into an all-star.
Because they're just hot.
He's
going to go back to being doo-doo at some point.
Maybe. You're probably right.
Maybe not this year.
Because
but...
remember, Darcy was hot. Right?
Yeah.
When he was with Colorado. Was it Colorado where they won a cup?
With the Lanch.
And now he's terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're up and down. It's a streaky thing. They're like kickers.
He actually wasn't with the Devils. He was with Montreal and St. Louis before arriving in Washington.
I mean, think about this. Before he got to Washington.
Uh-huh.
I'm just doing the quick math. 3, 17, 18, 24. He started 28 games in his career.
Yep.
Before he got to Washington. And now in the last 2 years, he started about 75. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's just an incredible story.
You know what it is? It's a Chucky glow up. Is that a glow up with the Capitals? Which we love.
I'm looking at the all-time playoff goal leaders.
All right.
Gretzky's atop the list with 122 goals. Played in 208 playoff games.
I mean,
they were pretty good. They were decent.
Ovi's only played in 147 playoff games. He has 72. He's 15th place. So he'll hopefully climb the list.
Add to it. Just keep adding.
But it appears separate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to announce, I guess they announced the playoff schedule. I don't know if that's after tonight's games, or maybe they
I'd imagine you got to wait till after the whole regular season.
After Thursday's games?
Yeah, you I mean, do the games on Wednesday and Thursday potentially affect
matter?
Some seedings?
No idea. Probably.
I mean, we know that the Caps are playing the Rangers, but maybe some of the Western Conference playoffs seedings are affected by what happens in the last two games.
It looks like they're all Western Conference games on Thursday, so you might be right.
I'd guess that they'd wait until then.
It's going to be Saturday or Sunday.
Now, in terms of the couple guys that are injured, are they going to be at full strength?
You're talking about like Rasmus Sandin.
Some of those guys, yeah,
I think
they couldn't
Sandin,
play last
I heard
night.
He was skating, so he might be close to returning. Jensen missed the last two games after going into the boards in the Tampa game.
Doesn't sound like that's too serious.
I would assume he'll be back because he left the arena. Like, he was walking out of the arena.
Didn't go to the hospital.
No. So
just want him to be at full strength.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Wasn't it awesome when, I can't remember exactly how many seconds, roughly 13 seconds were left in the game,
yep.
And it dawned on Ovi that they were winning, and he just had that little wry smile.
Yeah.
The camera went to Ovi,
and he gave somebody a pound.
About like, 7 seconds left.
I was like, I wish you wouldn't do it. There's still
you were still worried.
Still ticks left. I was kind of counting the chickens with
Ovi.
Yeah,
but the face-off was on the other side.
But remember, even a tie
was
fine.
Out of the zone.
But even a tie was fine.
Right? The Caps?
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't have clinched. They would have had to have other teams help them at that point. A tie would not have clinched it for the Caps.
Okay.
The Capitals made their Twitter profile picture that Ovechkin smirk.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you mean a tie.
You mean going into overtime.
Like, overtime.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They have to win.
The Caps, any win last night in any form
was
advanced.
Right. But I was under the impression because they kept saying the Flyers would be eliminated. The ties doesn't help them.
Yeah,
but
the Flyers would have been eliminated.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed, we would be good then with a tie.
But if the Caps had an overtime loss, so let's say it gets tied up in the last 7 seconds, and they lose in overtime, well, then all of a sudden the Penguins are playing for something.
Right, correct. Exactly.
But now the Penguins are playing for nothing.
Playing for Zeppi, which I love. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm ready for it.
Man, playoff hockey is so cool.
You didn't wear your jersey.
I forgot.
Spaced it.
Yeah.
You wore your Wizards pullover.
No, is it Wizards? I thought it was Monumental.
No, that's Wizards. And by the way, it's a little dirty. You need to put some bleach.
White is impossible to keep
white
clean.
White is hard.
Good luck keeping white clothes clean. No. Or shoes, for that matter.
Dude, I got coffee stain all over my white Maris sweatshirt over the weekend.
Nightmare. Shocker.
Better now, spilled coffee.
Coffee comes out. It's not like wine. But yeah, still.
You got to pour some like Dawn dishwashing liquid
on it. I agree. I wash my whites with the old Clorox bleach, but it becomes off-white pretty fast.
Yeah. Plus, it's getting a little...
it's raggedy.
Yeah.
But you get those little tags on them.
Like frayed.
I don't know. Whatever you call that. You need a brush.
What are you
going to do? He doesn't have the luxury of like Will Dawkins, the GM. He can just go get a fresh one anytime he wants. JP's got to wear the same one. It's the same as us.
It's probably just lasting this season. I've had it for
seven or
eight months.
That's it, yeah.
Have we even had it? Probably not even that long.
Well, the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Let's go to, is it Tony?
Yeah, we're the Caps fans, by the way.
Tony, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We're good. What's up?
We're happy.
Well, it looks like this is going to be a family affair for Chucky because his brother plays for the Rangers.
Oh, does he?
What does his brother do?
Ryan Lindgren, defenseman.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. And also, you guys were talking about, you know, goaltenders being up and down, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you look back to the Islanders during their dynasty days, Billy Smith was a very average goaltender until April 15th. Then he turned into a monster, and he was just unbelievable. So anything can happen, and that's why it's true. This is the toughest sports championship to win in the world, seriously.
Well, it does happen in other sports. I just remember kind of the iconic one is Mark Lemke, right? He would always get kind of hot in the playoffs, right? Remember that, Jason?
Right.
Yeah. He had moments.
Yeah, second baseman for the Braves.
Yeah, there are guys that would do it. I mean, hell, I feel like Jim Plunkett would get hot.
He was my guy back in the
playoffs.
I love me some Jim Plunkett.
I mean, there are guys, that do that kind of thing.
That's such an old name.
The only thing I'm worried
about... Well, I mean, to go a little more modern, Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat, they call him Playoff Jimmy. Mm-hmm. He turns it up in the playoffs.
For sure. But he's already a great player. I was thinking of more of like sort of journeyman. But Jimmy Butler is an elite player.
Oh, you mean journeyman like Chucky Lindgren.
Exactly.
Up mm-hmm. until he stopped with the Caps.
But here's what scares me. Again, we talked about it yesterday. Grubauer was the Lindgren of 2018 for two, you know.
Sure.
And then it just wasn't working, and they had to go to Holtby as a last resort, and Holtby went on that run.
Yeah,
you never know what's going to happen.
True, but I don't see Darcy Kemper making any starts.
What if Lindgren bombs?
If he completely flops in the first two games in New York,
what if the moment's too big for him?
If he allows nine goals in the first two games,
it's possible.
I'm finding it highly unlikely that Kemper sees any time.
I think he's on such a roll that it'll be very difficult for him to just bomb out. He's just on a roll.
I think you're right.
And he's fared very well against the Rangers. We went through this earlier. They played the Rangers four times. Home team won every game.
Mm-hmm.
Lindgren played three of those. In the three Lindgren games, they won 4-0. That was December 9th. They lost 3-2 January 13th. They won 3-2. And then they lost 2-1 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave up three goals in three games against the Rangers.
Pretty much all three. Yeah, they're all tight games besides the one that Darcy started.
The Caps send Coach LaViolette straight back to Beer Can Alley, spot in Florida. And then he's fishing off of his boat in 2 weeks.
Let's go to Ted in Arlington. Hey, Ted.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, Ted. Good. How are you?
Couple of things. Like, you got all these guys from Hershey that we've never even heard of that stepped up. That is amazing. And they won the Calder Cup. So these guys are hot.
Yeah.
And the other thing is Chucky is the new Bobrovsky. Last year, Florida took it to Boston after squeaking into the playoffs with the hot goalie and, team on the rise. So maybe we got the same thing here.
That's very possible. Very possible.
Is it possible
I think
this is very unlikely because I heard them talking about it. I can't remember if it was – I think it might have been on the alt cast that I was watching on Monumental 2.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking about Ryan Leonard, the stud who they drafted, who was playing in the Frozen Four.
Mm-hmm. Could they bring him up?
Yeah, I mean, there's that possibility. But I think they were speculating. They don't know what Ryan Leonard's going to decide, that he was going to come back for another year of college.
Oh, really?
Ooh. How old is he? 19, you said?
I believe he's 19.
Is he getting a ton of NIL money? Do college hockey guys get NIL money?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure they do. I mean, the big schools.
I mean, women's softball players get NIL.
Yeah, but it's significant NIL.
Well,
really?
What's significant? Millions or?
Oh, 20,000, 50,000?
I know a kid that's going to get $400,000.
That's softball? Pretty good.
In softball?
Now, that's over 4 years.
So it's $100,000 a year?
Basically.
That's substantial.
That's good. So she played for like one of powerhouse? Does she play for like Texas or something? Like, I don't even know.
No, she's still in high school.
Where's she going?
Northwestern.
Are they a powerhouse? How's she getting $400,000?
Because she's a top 10 prospect and she's legit.
Northwestern's got deep NIL money.
They got good collectives, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yep.
Let's go to Johnny in Fredericksburg. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah. Hey.
Not much. Just want to talk about the game last night and just the Cap season in general. Really excited. I want to say that I've been a big fan particularly this year, just because I felt this team has overcome a lot. I've been watching them since, like, 99, and I really like Spencer Carberry. The dude's great. I love him when he's on all the time. And I'm actually really excited for the Rangers. I don't think it's as much as one-sided as you guys are talking about. I feel like we match up pretty well against them. Now, if this was another team, like a younger team that was faster, I would have more concern. But I feel like Boston, the Rangers, and Tampa, we match up good against those guys.
Hmm. Hope you're right.
I like your confidence.
I mean, based on
buy into your confidence,
based
sir.
On the regular season results, he's right. I mean, they split. There were 3 out of 4 were tight games. So, you know, anything can happen.
I think
we saw it happen last.
The division opponent.
They know each other very well.
He's going to know them well.
By the way, Ryan Leonard is done. The Frozen Four is over.
Mm-hmm.
He played for Boston College.
Denver won it.
They lost to Denver. Ryan Leonard fired 8 shots on goal, but they obviously did not score as they lost 2-0 in the men's hockey championship in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I don't know that it's likely. I do think it's still in play. If you think that's a stud, could add some firepower to the lineup.
Yeah, but I find that maybe he'll be.
Why
called
they
up,
called like, up guys I, yesterday? I forget one of the guys, the defenseman. It was like his second game with second NHL game.
Dylan McElrath.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's probably played professionally. I still feel like
who, by the way,
professionally
he
assist, is another
he assisted
level.
On Ovi's goal.
Right.
Made an impact.
All I know is I'm going into this with, just like I did the whole season, muted expectations. I think that's the way to go.
I'm just going in. It's a complete free roll. Nobody yes. expected the Capitals to be here. Nobody. Nobody thought that they would make the playoffs.
I'm not predicting a win. I think it's going to be a close, tight series. And I'm just kind of basing that on the regular season.
Because they went 2-2.
They went 2-2, and hey, please, Chucky's hot.
Please get more bonus money. And please bet it on the Rangers. And
I'm
lose
working
it.
On it.
And please lose it all.
I'm working on
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
All right, let's go to Frank, Maryland. Frank, what's up, buddy?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys I love you. You all are fantastic.
Thank you, Frank.
I started really listening to you guys this year, and I'm hooked. I got to tape you guys every morning, catch up with the show every day. But you all wanted people to call in about the Caps in general, and I've been a fan since 74 and used to watch them when they were butt terrible, but I'm a huge hockey fan, me and my son, Casey, and just want to say to the Caps, nobody ever wants to really give us a shot, and we just keep finding a way every year in and out here, you know, especially in the last 20 years or even in between when we had Bonder and Locker and players before that to really step up and show the country that, you know, we're for real. So I just wanted to call and let everybody know.
So
that.
So you think they got a legit shot here? Whole new season.
I do.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I am big time ready with Cakes being such a diehard that he is and knowing his true Cap way, you know, having his belief in the team. We definitely have a shot. I mean, we are, you know, a scrappy team that's just pulling together. Right now we're hot, and it's possible. Anybody can take this thing.
Gotcha.
Hope you're right, Frank. Frank's a Caps OG. He goes back to the early 70s with the Caps. Love it.
Thank you.
Love that.
Hey, I went to a Save the Caps rally at Cap Center with the Allville family.
Yeah.
I don't know
Caps
how old
about
you were.
To leave.
Probably 9 or 10
Abe,
years old.
Abe Pollin wanted some more tax breaks. He's threatening to leave. And you know what? He got his way. They stayed.
Summer of 82, apparently, is when the Caps were saved. So we were 11, 12 years old.
Did I go to that or did just JP go?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. For reason, I remember going.
Sure,
and I don't think I'd ever been to a hockey game in my life at that point.
How about there's nothing
I feel like
I remember.
I might have been there, too. It's possible.
Nothing That's I cool. remember that happened in 1982. Nothing I remember personally that happened to me when I was 12 years old.
No, I remember stuff from when I was
a kid. You have to remember some things.
Some childhood memories.
You don't have any memory of like sixth grade?
I'm not saying I don't have any memories.
That's just a random one.
Just to zero in on 1982, I can't remember anything from when I was 12 years old.
I would remember. Okay, all right. Maybe I'm semantics. Weird. I do have childhood memories.
800-636-1067 is the number. We will be talking more Caps hockey throughout the show. Still don't know when they're going to play in the playoffs, but they are in the playoffs. That's the big deal. Coming up next, the draft is now just 8 days away. So maybe you have some fatigue, but it is next Thursday.
Yep.
We will know who's going to be playing quarterback for the Washington Commanders. Will it be Jaden Daniels? Will it be Drake May? Coming up next, we'll hear what Dan Orlovsky says about Drake May. And would you as a fan be patient playing the waiting game with him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.